Cold calling exhausted. It's not what you think. I just have a question that came in and I wanted to answer the question because I think it's very important if that's what you've decided to adopt. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. On this episode, we're talking about cold calling exhausted. It's not what you think. I just have a question that came in and I wanted to answer the question because I think it's very important if that's what you've decided to adopt as a marketing strategy or as a marketing channel. That's cold calling, okay? So question goes, how long does everyone stay cold calling with the same number before changing, if at all? Okay, so let me explain what that is, just in case you're not clear and you're not the person who asked the question, okay? How long do you stay cold calling with the same number before changing, if at all? Okay, so what's cold calling? Cold calling is basically picking up the phone and calling strangers that owns a house, right? They ended up on a list of pre-foreclosure or vacant list or out-of-state owners or probate, public list, tax delinquency. And then it's a marketing strategy. It's a prospecting strategy in real estate wholesaling. Real estate wholesaling is a marketing strategy. Sorry, it's a real estate investing strategy, which is basically about marketing, right? It's basically the heart and science of finding deeply discounted properties by simply targeting marketing at distressed owners, okay? So the idea is to lock them under contract and then assign the rights of that contract to other people for a fee. It's a very lucrative business model. If you want to learn about wholesaling and you're learning it for the first time, simply Google Wholesaling 101 course, Ola, to come right up. Okay, it's a free course that I have for you that teaches you everything there is to know about wholesaling. So with that being said, you're cold calling. You downloaded a list and then you skip traced. All right, it's called skip tracing. You found the phone numbers of these homeowners and you pick up the phone and you start calling them one-on-one and you ask very simple three questions that I teach people to ask. The first question is, hey, Ola? That's the first question. Basically, you want to make sure it's the right person, right? And then if they say yes, then you move on to the next question, which is, you own the property at 123 Main Street in New York City. And they say, yes, you need that to be a yes before you move forward. If they go and they say, no, I don't know anything about that property. You say, okay, awesome. I'm an investor. I'm looking for properties to pick up in the area. Do you know anybody that may be looking to sell a property? Of course, always ask more questions unless you close the deal or they're tired of talking to you on the phone. Then they will express that. Sometimes they'll curse you out. You know, it's just part of the game of cold calling if that's what you've chosen to use, okay? But the idea is you're looking to pick people's interest and find people that are interested in selling the property at a discount. So after the second question, which is to confirm that they actually own the property, if it's a yes, then you say, hey, are you open to an offer on the property? All right. Right now, because the game is always evolving, right? I would stay away from saying cash offers because chances are they've spoken to 10 other people in that same week and everyone is offering cash offer. I would stay away from using the phrase cash offer right now. I would just say, hey, are you open to receiving an offer on the property? And then they will say, yes. If the property needs a lot of repair and they're already thinking about selling or anything like that, they will say yes. Or they may say, oh, maybe. That means the property is not really useful for them and they may consider it, right? Okay, great. Do you mind sharing some information with me about the property? So you flipped it. Now, by flipping it, you're now the one basically in control by asking them some questions about the property. So obviously you want to, how many bedrooms is it? Does it need any repair, right? You're looking for pain points so you can have a problem to solve. Because if you don't have a problem that you can solve, chances are this lead is very bad. And you want to get to pre-qualifying the lead as fast as humanly possible. So that's cold calling. Basically, cold calling. I just gave you a quick cold calling crash course, okay? So basically, this person is asking, so this is about having quantity of people you can call. So one of the mistakes people make is they try to pick up the phone using their cell phone and dialing manually like this. That's a horrible way of building the business. And some people say you got to start that way. I guess you got to start that way. The key thing is that, listen, this business will work for you regardless of what strategy you pick at some point. The real question is that, are you going to still be working when it decides to work, right? In the digital age, by manually dialing people, you're positioning yourself for failure because there's a good chance you will quit before it works. Does that make sense? That's why I discourage things like drive for dollars, even cold calling by yourself. Anything that's manual, when I know you could go to work and make $20 an hour and pay other people to do it, anything manual, I discourage it because you gotta be thinking like a business owner now and not like another person on another job, okay? This is, you gotta think leverage, you gotta think time, crunching time and making time work in your favor. The most expensive thing you have is time. If you know how to go to work and make $20 an hour, then you can pay other people $5 an hour to build your empire. Why would you want to burn yourself up before the game actually works in your favor, right? All right, so now since I've explained that, I think now that I can answer that question in 30 seconds. How long do you stay calling the same people? So basically keep calling them. Some people actually literally sell that. Like, keep calling them until it becomes a deal. If it's not a deal, it's not a deal, okay? You gotta have volume, quantity of leads that you're going through, all right? So my advice is, if you're cold calling, make sure you're skip tracing at least 1,000 per month, okay? Why do I say 1,000 per month? Why is that a magic thing for me? Well, it's just a magic number, okay? The key thing is not about the 1,000. It's about consistency, but you gotta have 1,000, okay? Minimum 500 that you've skip traced, okay? You can pound and call them, but basically consistency is part of the game. So the way you clean that list is have another 1,000 next month, okay? If you've chosen that you want to do 300, just make sure you show up with new 300 list every month. The key part of that is the consistency, but you got to clean that list. How do you clean that list? By adding new ones. And if you're using a software to cold call things like dialers, like automated dialers, like there's a few of them in the marketplace, you know, like it automatically dials from the internet, right? If you're using things like that, there's ways that you can mark dispositions on each lead. If somebody did not pick up, if they picked up, if they crushed you out, you can take some notes. That way you can mark them as do not call anymore, do not call that number, do not call contact. There are options like that when you use technology in your favor. Please don't try to build a business without technology in 2000 and digital. It's slow, okay? Don't do that. It won't work in your favor for the most part. You will become part of the 98% of people that just fail in this game. It's about building a pipeline. Build a pipeline consistently. And how do you do that? All you need is a laptop and an internet and skill set. And that's what we cover here. So go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Go get this book for free if that's what you would like to learn. smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And you can get a free PDF. It's also available in audio, Kindle, and paperback if that's what you prefer. And by the way, I'll give you this real estate money secret as a bonus if you go there right now. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.